Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
With lots to do, give me the sunshine, give me a do, give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he said his name once, Gavin, and in a vision showed her a violent crash from the perspective of another driver. Decades later, she's still asking, did she prevent that accident or is someone's timeline still counting down?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, or you can call in at 855-853-4802 and share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's edition of the program. Hello, everyone. What's going on?
Hello. Hello, Tony and Todd.
Hello. Hello.
Have you had something to drink this afternoon, Carol, or is everything okay?
No.
Okay.
No, everything is fine, and I'm not drunk, so I don't know.
Oh, Tony's got one though. What do you got there, Tony?
It's an A&W mug.
It is. Is it a root beer?
No. There's a red liquid in here.
Yeah.
So it's
is it hot damn?
No, it's the baby's blood stuff that makes you live longer. Now that everybody's out using it now. I thought, well, all right, you know.
No wonder you've been looking so young.
You can get it at Walmart now. So, I mean, it's like
it's in the baby's blood aisle.
It's in the baby blood aisle. It's like it's just like everyone's like it's like oh, we're doing this now. Okay, so
you don't have to go to the dark web to get it anymore. Mm-mm. You just get it at Walmart.
No, you don't have to do that anymore. Or have to go off like on yachts and shit, and then get the blood transfusions offshore. You know, you don't have to do any of that anymore. The old days.
It's in the toddler section.
Yacht transfusions.
Yacht transfusions. You know, there was a Diddy accusation story involving that recently.
What? Now tell me this story, because I don't think I've heard about this.
I don't even know all the details. I've kind of stopped following it because every time there's something insane and dark and horrible, and it's hard to tell what's real anymore. But there was somebody. It was not a. It wasn't a child thing. It was a just like a younger guy that claimed that he went out on a yacht with Diddy and he would have his blood transfused into Diddy because he's younger and apparently having younger blood in you does magical things. I don't know. I don't know if this is a thing or what. It's above any fucking weird shit I'm ever going to be interested in doing. But today's episode is brought to you by Blood Transfusions R Us. Right now, you can trust me, blood transfusions are the way to go to feel younger and more exciting. For a limited time, you can, I don't know. I don't know if it's legit. I mean, I don't fucking know.
Sounds like a movie we would have seen on Chiller Theater back in the day with Ned the Dead, right? The blood transfusion movie.
And he can't get enough and he can't get enough and has to get more younger blood and more younger blood.
You know, the thing is, it's like you start looking back on some of that shit and you're like, oh, this is happening.
right.
You're just like, oh, God, they really were onto something back then. You know, I don't know. But it does kind of remind you of that. Or yeah. Brought to you via Van Vrede's.
Why it was anywhere else? Yeah.
Yeah. Are they still around? Is that still?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're still around.
What is it?
It's a furniture and appliance store, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, like you can get a TV there, you can get a sofa and probably something else too.
Baby's mm-hmm. blood.
Yeah. There's a whole new
in the back.
Yeah. DNA transfusions, things like that. Yes. Yeah, Van Vrede's, why shop anywhere else? I mean, it's like you don't see a lot of those anymore. Like it's kind of a local TV and appliance store, like what used to be around before big boxes. So it's kind of cool that they're still around. Do you remember American TV and appliance?
Oh, yeah. Crazy yeah. TV Lenny was the Crazy. Guy that did that.
Is he dead?
I don't know if he's dead or not. I just remember at the end of his run, Carol, he was a guy that would go out there and go, I've got a great deal for you. And he'd be screaming off the top of the head.
Entertaining,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could buy a sofa and this weekend you get a love seat, you know, well, right? Buy the sofa, get the love seat. And then they had to tone him down because people were thinking that they had cheap stuff. So now all of a sudden he was Lenny, whatever his real last name was. I think they even called him for a while Leonard, you know? So it's like they tried to change the whole look of the place. But I do remember American.
We got our first computer, our first Windows 95 computer there. We had like just a shitty one forever. It was just black, orange, you know, basically a word processor. And then I remember we got a Windows 95 Pentium 75 computer from American. And I remember like, my dad spent a good 3 hours haggling with them.
Because you could do that there, though, right? Couldn't you do
you
that?
You could.
Like, yeah.
It was like a car dealership, kind of. And yeah, I mean, and this was 95 we bought it. And we didn't have a lot of money, but they like spent like $2,000 on that damn thing.
Wow.
I mean, and today's money, I mean, it'd be like, 8, 9, 10 grand. I'm kind of amazed that he ever spent that much on, because like that was like unheard of. But I crashed the shit out of that computer. But I learned so much using it. I mean, I learned how to edit WAV files. I made horrible bits on that first computer that I brought into the radio station, making fun of local morning shows and them doing horrible things with animals. I mean, it was great fun on the Windows 95 computer from American.
Well, salute to Crazy TV Lenny for giving you the start in this crazy business.
Crazy TV Lenny. Yeah. Let's go to our first ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi, this is Emily calling from North Carolina. I'm going to try and relate a story that happened to me when I was 16. I'm 37 now, and I'm going to try and relate the story without rambling too much. So when I was 16, one evening I was out with friends and I came home late at night. It was probably midnight or 1 a.m. In the house where I lived with my parents were always light sleepers and frequently they would be waiting up for me. But when you came inside, if the lights were off, it was a strange older house. It didn't have any overhead lights in the hallway. So you always had to go in the front door, shut it, and go several steps, turn the corner. And the first door on the right was the bathroom. And that was your first chance to turn on a light and be able to see where you were going. So that night, I went in, shut the door. As I turned the corner that led to the bedroom, the hallway led to the bedrooms, and was about to turn on the light, I saw a man standing in the hallway. Initially, I thought, oh, maybe it's my dad. He's up waiting for me, or they heard me come in. But when I flipped on the bathroom light, the person was gone. This is just a couple seconds in which it happened. And then I realized that there's no way that was my father. He didn't look like my father. He was younger. To be a dark-haired, thin, not super thin, but well-dressed, fit man wearing a suit. But since I had just seen him for a second, I figured it was my eyes playing tricks on me. The next day, I had to go to work. And I looked everywhere. I worked at a hardware store at the time. I looked everywhere for my keys and my wallet, and they were gone. I knew that I had come in with them the night before, but couldn't find them anywhere. Tore up the house, looked all over the car, ended up getting some spare keys from my parents, went to work that day. Everything uneventful. Came home at night. But when I went to sleep, I had a dream. And in the dream, I just saw the man standing there. That was it. And that was the end of the dream. I do have a history of having very vivid dreams, so I kind of discounted it, thought that I was just remembering my eyes playing tricks on me. Night two, still have not found my keys or my wallet, looked everywhere, went to sleep. Again, just saw the man standing there in my dream. And I asked him, I said, who are you? What do you want? And I woke up. Day three, again, no keys, no wallet. Saw the man in my dream. And I said, who are you? What's your name? What is it that you want from me? And he stood there for longer. The dream lasted for a little bit longer, but I couldn't get a response out of him. It was just, I don't remember anything else happening in the dream, just the man standing there. He was probably mid-30s, very well-dressed. I would say an Italian suit. You know, I could see him clearer in the dream than I did in the hallway. And at the end of the dream on the third night, I said, what's your name? And he said, Gavin. And I woke up. Day four, still no keys, no wallet. Ended up having a dream, and the man was there again. And I said, Gavin, what do you want? What are you trying to show me? And then I had a quick flash at the end of the dream, like an accident, a crash, just kind of chaos. Day five, and I may have been to work some of these other days as well, but I know on day five, I went to work, came home, and I had another dream, fifth night in a row, where it was Gavin. And I, at this point, I'd become convinced that he was trying to tell me something, trying to show me something. And I had more of a clear dream. He was standing there, and we walked along, I think, in nothing for just a little bit. He still didn't talk, other than to tell me that his name was Gavin. And then I saw a car accident, but I saw it from the perspective of another driver, a driver not involved in the accident. Like, I was driving down the highway, and then there was a terrible car crash in front of me. And the man in the suit was in one of the cars that crashed. My guess is that it was that he died in the accident. And I woke up very upset. I remembered the scene very well. Went to work that next day on day six. And I was at the front, I was working the front register at the hardware store that day. About halfway through my shift, some parents came in with a little kid. I would say he was about 3 years old, a young three-year-old. And they continued, they walked in through the front door, they continued towards the back of the store, and this kid just stopped dead in the middle of his tracks and stared at me. and he had dark hair. When I said, hi, how are you? You know, I'm friendly to kids. And blank stare. He just stared at me. I said, hi, what's your name? Didn't answer me. And so, you know, I'm trying to interact with the child. It was a small town hardware store. It wasn't, I wasn't terribly busy at the time. And within a minute or two, his mom realized that her kid was not following her. So she comes rushing back up to the front of the store. Gavin, what are you doing? You have to come with me. It was shocking to me because, now I've heard the name Gavin multiple times. It's not that uncommon of a name, but I don't remember ever having heard it before the dream and before seeing this child. That day, after my shift was over at the store, I walked out. And still with the spare key that my parents had, I walked out and I got in my car. It was an 88 Toyota Camry, not a big car, not very many hiding spaces. And as I got in, I sat down to start the car. I looked down right at the bottom of your right hand where the emergency brake is. On top of the emergency brake, in the middle console of the car, sat very neatly and plainly my wallet and my keys. And the car was locked, and it had been locked the entire time. And I have not had any dream or visit from Gavin since. I don't know, but at the time, I certainly felt that maybe I did something to either cause or could do something to avoid the car accident that Gavin died in. And I don't know if the boy was the same as the ghost, but it certainly seems so to me. Like I said, I was 16 at the time. I'm 37 now. That kid was 3, but it has never left my mind, and I won't ever forget it. And it's interesting. I'd like to know what you guys think. Thanks.
That is interesting.
David Copperfield showed up.
Uh-huh. Or maybe she's a little David Copperfield.
I think that's how all that was in the car. Magic. I don't know.
Because that's all so strange, like the dreams and that stuff disappearing, and his name is Gavin, and then a kid comes in the hardware store, and it's like, Gavin, get over here. What are you doing?
And the reaction of the kid, right? Like,
yeah, like
not responding to her. Yeah.
And then after all that, she gets in her car at the end of the day, and there's the things she's been looking for 6 days. Mm-hmm. You would have seen them. Like, I think she said they were like by the emergency brake or something.
Yeah, like in an obvious spot where you know.
You would have noticed that day one. You've been in the car for 6 days. You would have noticed that at some point.
I feel like this may be one of the creepier stories I've heard in a while, because there's so many elements to it that are just really freaking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She sounds so normal. Like, it's not like, I feel like she's making this up. Like, it sounds so normal. And so it is an interesting question. Was that 3-year-old the Gavin from her dreams as a child? And is there something later in life he ends up, I think this was her theory, that he could have died in a car accident and it could have been something she could have prevented somehow. And I don't think she could have prevented that. Or was it a ghost of Gavin came to her in a dream, and it just was coincidence that this little Gavin kid shows up?
I don't believe in coincidence with stuff like that. Like, I just don't.
I don't know that I think she might be going too far thinking she could have prevented it, but I think the other parts could add up.
Yeah. Either that, or it was just, it was a message for her to go watch Love Boat, you know, and see Gavin McLeod as Captain Steubing. I mean, yes, it could have just been that.
Yeah,
she obviously never watched the Love Boat back in the day.
Or Mary Tyler Moore, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Dang.
So I don't know. I don't like it. It seems like the Gavin who kept coming to her in her dreams had to have been connected somehow to this Gavin. There has to be a reason for that.
Especially if the kids started counting down the top songs in radio airplay that week. That might get even weirder. They're like, what? There used to be an industry magazine and radio called Gavin.
That's right.
And it was the top songs of what was being played in the radio. It's like radio record or billboard, that sort of a thing.
The most obscure reference in the history of Real Ghost Stories.
What's in Gavin this week? What's trending? Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that publication in years.
I used to take the old ones because it was a big, like, tall magazine. You know, And I made them into posters, and I, like, my wall in my room was lined with posters, like music posters, because it was they were so decent sized. And then I would take the Casey's Countdown CDs and Lisa Gibbons Top 40 or whatever it was, 25, and Dave Koz radio show is what we ran. And, you know, you're supposed to throw the CDs away at the end of the week. I would take them and then just turn them the other way, because these were like good CDs. This is before they were doing the burned CDs. And I lined my wall in my room with them. And then the sun shone in, you blinded. It was like,
to me, this is just like screaming. Yeah, this is like an outreach cry for help. Don't you think, Carol? I mean, taking magazines and putting them on your wall, it's just a real cry for help.
Cry for help is all I need.
That's a great song.
All I need is a cry for help.
Another obscure hit that most of our audience doesn't know from.
Why do I keep putting CDs on my wall? Why am I clipping Gavin apart? All I need is a cry for help. Rick Astley, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
You need a cry.
Let's go to a.
Hold on. I'm trying to keep singing because I wrote down.
Cry for help.
Okay.
She's playing her game. She's playing a call. All that we need is a ghost story now.
Okay, here we go.
This happened when I lived in California. I live in Tennessee now, but I grew up in a small town called Woodland. Outside of Woodland, about 4 or 5 miles, there was this cemetery that my dad said he used to go to when he was young, heard babies crying at night from the baby area of the cemetery. Thought it was weird, but we went for my buddy's 21st birthday. We went out fishing, and on the way back, he said, "Hey, I want to go by the cemetery that you were talking about." So, me and my dad, him and my stepbrother, go to the cemetery, and my dad says, "Y'all can have fun. I'm gonna stay in here, keep the truck running. Y'all just go out, do your thing." We're looking around, you know, we're looking at all the old tombstones thinking, wow, this is cool. And then my brother points and laughs at a tombstone. It says Hershey on it. He thinks it's funny because, you know, Hershey candy bars, whatever. It says Hershey on it. So he starts laughing. I was like, dude, you know, we had people named Hershey live in Woodland, blah, blah, blah. We go out, we're walking out a little more, and it just got eerie. It got cold. It got quiet. Just unsettling. Me and my buddy were walking together. My brother was off doing something else, and we sat there for a second, and it was just eerie. Then out of nowhere, we heard this noise. I don't know how to describe this noise. It was like a noise. It was weird. I never heard it before in my life. Never, ever before. We stood there for a second, and we listened to it, and then it kept getting louder and louder and louder until finally it felt like it was just about screaming at us, all around us, surrounding us. So I looked at him, and I was like, dude, I'm not okay with this, man. We got to get out of here. He's standing perfectly still, like terrified, petrified. He runs, just takes off running. I'm like, oh, heck no, I'm not staying here. I take off running. My brother, he goes, what's going on? I was like, dude, let's go. We need to get the hell out of here now. He starts running. I run, and I had one of those little clamp-on headlights that you put on your hat, and it fell off. So I stopped, and I looked back, and I went to grab it. And when I did, there was just this shadow that moved up behind me. And grabbed it, ran in there, pushed my brother inside, jumped in the back of the truck. My buddy jumped in the front seat and we were gone. But I don't know what was going on, but for the next 2 weeks, I had nightmares of a cross, an upside down cross being burnt into my skin. And then I told somebody about it. After I told somebody about it, it just, they stopped. But I don't understand why it gave me nightmares like that, what was going on with it. But I can't tell you that it scared the living crap out of me. Anyways, that's my story. I'm a new listener, by the way. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Crying babies in the baby cemetery. There's number one. Number two, the sounds coming from all around him. I mean, that's a crazy, creepy story.
It's just like a normal night in the backyard.
Of the cemetery.
Hear those cries. You're like, what's going on?
Well, and just the fact that they're like, come on, let's kind of check this out, because they'd heard stories. And I get that, because you go into it with that, maybe something will happen because I heard things do. But mm-hmm. I don't think that results in that kind of activity.
Yeah.
Because I can see how sometimes you expect something to happen and then it does. Like, you can hear something in the distance that you could interpret as a crying baby, because sometimes animals make weird sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that. There's a lot of animals that sound like crying children.
Cat in heat. It can sound demonic.
Yeah, we got a little woods back here. I mean, we have, the coyotes are back there a lot. And that's always kind of creepy and weird and cool at the same time. Just the sheer amount of coyotes that are back there. Because it's not that big of a wooded space. It's like my house, wooded space, high school. And it's contained. We're in the middle of a city, but it's just kind of a wooded, it's a rare little wooded area back there. And they're nowhere other than in that wooded area. But there's a lot of them in that wooded area. And, you know, they're not just there at night, which is interesting. There's a trail that goes through there too. So they're always back there. You just never really see them. But they make weird noises too.
My parents had kind of, they lived out in the country, and sandhill cranes, if you've ever heard them, they sound a lot like a screaming baby. In fact, when they first kind of came to the area, my mom would be like, what the heck is going on? Yeah.
I remember that being one of the, you go into like the Kmart or the Shopko or the Pomida, and you'd have the button thing you press, and it would be like the soothing music or the nature sounds, and it'd be like rustling beach, and you hear like the waves and the shh. I remember the Sandhill Crane one, like Sandhill Cranes. And it's like, who finds this relaxing? And you see some real creepy people buying, like, and they're taking that to the checkout.
Well, last night I let
Benji, I heard this was praying you way out of business.
Benji went outside last night and he was barking, and I'm like, can't be doing that at night, disrupting the neighbors.
Yeah.
So I holler at him to come in, and I'm gonna guess it was a raccoon. I don't know, but he chased something across my yard, and then it was this weird kind of screaming sound, like I don't know what it was.
And now there's a missing toddler in your neighborhood,
right?
And your dog's licking its chops.
Well, which is really funny because my dog is so kind and gentle, but it's like I thought he was killing something.
Yeah.
And then immediately he was just right there. So I think he just scared something. But it was a really creepy, screamy, weird sound. And I'm going to guess it was a raccoon that he had just pissed off.
Yeah.
So I get that you can get those weird sounds when you're outside, but like that one weird that he was describing kind of, I don't know, to have all of that happen at the same time, to have two weird wild animal sounds happen like that is kind of, that would be kind of strange.
Yeah.
Look creepy. Yeah. Creepy story. Thank you for calling that in. 855-853-4802 is our number if you want to share your real ghost story with us. If you want to get access to our bonus episodes, check us out on Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online to get access to all of our stuff there and help support the program. So we'll see you there. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I am Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.